Is it okay to cry in front of your kids? Gosh, I hope so. I weep in front of my kids all the time. So much so that they're like, oh, God, Dad, here we go.
There goes the waterworks,
Dad. They don't even care. I mean, it used to be like I'd only seen my father cry twice in my life. I went into his room. I was outside playing with Duffy Oldhouse. I was 7 years old. My mom called me in, said, you have to come inside. She told me why. I went back out, and I told Duffy, I'd never heard this expression before. I said, my pop-up, my dad's dad, just died. And Duffy Oldhouse said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I don't think you did it. So I go into the house, and my mom tells me what's happening. You sort of feel this feeling in the room. So I thought, oh, my gosh, if my dad died, I would want to say something. So I ran upstairs to see my father. And the door was half open, and it was dark in the room. And I remember seeing him from behind, if I could see his image in a mirror. And as I walked in without saying anything, the door opens just a bit. He has his hands over his face, and his shoulders are moving up and down. And I knew that he was – but I'd never heard a sound like that come from him, sound of my father weeping. And the only other time was we had driven Moose, our great big beloved golden retriever, to the vet. And I was sitting in the passenger seat with the dog. As I go to get out of the car, I hand my dad the ailing dog. And as he takes the dog out of my arms, his tears are streaming down his face onto Moose's head, the golden retriever's head. I still remember carrying the – and he handed me Moose, and I carried Moose in. I remember seeing the wet spot on his head, and I just thought, wow, twice in his whole life.
Yeah.
Death of a dog or soon animate dog's death, and then – his father passing.
Okay, now, Jermaine, did this story we're about to talk about. How did that make you feel?
It was horrible.
It was horrible. So did it devastate you? Did it enrich your life or devastate
me.
It scared you?
Yeah, okay. super frightening. I mean,
because your dad is the rock of Gibraltar, right? He's the guy who wards off all dangers, and suddenly you see him vulnerable, and that makes you
First time, yes, to see him crying there in front of the mirror. I was much younger, but then the dog thing was like, well, look at that. Look at that. So there's just it made me see him then. The second time made me see him more as a child.
So in this particular article, they suggest that in both of those instances, John, I think that your dad was smart's not the right word because he wasn't planning it, but that those are positive experiences. Because what they say is when you see a parent cry, as long as it's not out of control, sobbing and in hysteria, it actually enriches the kid's experience. It humanizes the parent. You realize that it's okay for you to feel. So if you had a pet who died, you would be allowed to express your grief and your emotions because you saw your dad, in effect, role model whether he was intending it or not.
Yeah.
And so this article is why it's okay to cry in front of your kids sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They say that you have to control the situation and realize that showing your vulnerabilities is okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't scare kids as long as they don't feel like you're like completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to kind of watch it. And if you are so upset about something that you cannot feel like you can control your emotions, then you should probably get up like you would with company and go off into a room by yourself.
Yeah, sort of be heard weeping from the other room.
No. And then you take that My Pillow that you haven't given away yet, and you muffle your screams and your cries. But they say, but that's actually healthy for parents to be seen having emotions.
My father saw crying as such weakness. I remember coming out of Terms of Endearment, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was ahead of me. We get into the lobby, the bright light of the lobby and the smell of popcorn, and my dad turns around and sees my eyes are red and my cheeks are and my nose is running. And he says, they got you? And I went, what? He goes, they got you. With the music and the they got you, baby. They got your number. I said, they didn't get you? They're not going to get me. I see what they're doing. I see what they're doing. With the thing in the Corvette on the beach. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is brutal.
That's not good role modeling. Every good thing your dad did with the dog was taken away from you after Terms of Endearment.
No. Terms of Endearment, Tom. Then the dog.
Then the dog.
I should have said to my guys, we're going to the vet. Yeah. But Moose got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Exactly. A little bit of hip dysplasia. Ooh, turn on the waterworks. Oh, I love them.